Chapter 55. Dr. Coutras was an old Frenchman of great stature and exceeding bulk. His body was shaped like a huge duck's egg, and his eyes, sharp, blue, and good-natured, rested now and then with self-satisfaction on his enormous paunch. His complexion was florid, and his hair white. He was a man to attract immediate sympathy. He received us in a room that might have been in a house in a provincial town in France, and the one or two Polynesian curios had an odd look. He took my hand in both of his, they were huge, and gave me a hearty look, in which, however, was great shrewdness. When he shook hands with Capitaine Bruneau, he inquired politely after Madame et les enfants. For some minutes there was an exchange of courtesies and some local gossip about the island, the prospects of the copra and the vanilla crop. Then we came to the object of my visit. I shall not tell what Dr. Coutras related to me in his words, but in my own, for I cannot hope to give at second hand any impression of his vivacious delivery. He had a deep, resonant voice fitted to his massive frame, and a keen sense of the dramatic. To listen to him was, as the phrase goes, as good as a play, and much better than most.